Welcome to selfdiscoveryradio.com, where the orchard of wisdom is just ready for picking. We celebrate your why, the journey that you've taken that inspires someone else. We support your services, we support your story. Come and be our guest, become a host, be an author with us, come see what we've got. Our next show is... Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Sarah's View of Life. I'm your host, Sarah Troy. A little husky today. I have been hit with a little bout of bronchitis, so forgive the husky voice. Just a little show today, just to welcome you to 2019, and also to let you know that there is so much going to be going on here. There are so many changes, beautiful, wonderful expansions that are coming on. In other words, I am branching out. But everything is around the big C, consciousness. Everything that I'm doing is about raising that consciousness. I've just done a wonderful show with Yasuge Motto and Robert Williams on the consciousness of water, of the love connection through water, how it's been there since the beginning of time, but we're only now waking up to understanding what it is. Aboriginal people, religious people, many people have known about the power of water since the beginning of time, but we're just beginning to catch up with it. And that's when 70% water, it is time we do. Everything I do is around consciousness. It is conscious awakening. It's stepping into our heart. See, love isn't out there. Love is within us here. And we become that love that exudes out there. See, if we constantly keep chasing it out there, looking for someone to love us, looking for something to love, looking for someone to love, to validate us, we're never going to get there. But when we step into that love of self, who you are, why you are, what you're doing, then you actually are beginning to understand the love vibration. That then feeds your consciousness of your water. And everything about your water changes. In other words, it deletes the negativity and the doubt and the fear that lies within you. The more you let that love and water, that love and consciousness ignite, the more that it will uplift your frequency and bring you up into a brighter light. That consciousness is something that is being aware. It's being kind, it's being caring, it's being loving. It's looking at things positively. That doesn't mean you ignore what's going on in the world or ignore the negativity. It just means you don't play a part in it. You don't feed off it. You don't let it feed off you. See, what we have seen over the generations and for hundreds, maybe even thousands of years, of people ruling people through fear, people dictating people through fear, controlling people through fear. And really, we've got to a point now in our conscious evolution is that we don't have to buy the fear. We know what there is to be afraid of, and we can avoid it. We can deal with it. We can face it. We can go through it. Or we can just simply decide to obliterate it. All of this is a process, a human process. That's what we're here for, to go through the process so that we can ignite onto that higher consciousness of love, of frequency, of a higher vibration, where we are benefiting mankind. As I say, lift into your divine consciousness. Let it ignite with your heart. Let it ignite your spirit into action, and your mind will know what it needs to know when it needs to know it. Intellect is wonderful, but if you're stuck in your head or stuck in society's conditioning, in other people's dictation of what should be, and you're not listening to your consciousness or your heart, you are missing most of the picture. Our heads cannot take so much. We only use a small amount of our brain, because if we used all of our brain, we would not be able to exist in these bodies. That elevation cannot take it in these bodies, because our bodies aren't designed for that. Why such a big brain? It's just to show us we've got it. We actually have to understand that brain of our consciousness and the brain of our heart and the spirit that is our action, the constant propelling of movement, the fluidity of. When we understand our consciousness, that divine presence, that God-like universal energy that comes through us in clarity, that feeds then our hearts in passion, conviction, and understanding that then goes to our spirit into action, and our mind knowing exactly what to extract from our data in order to use it, then we are truly being a human being, and we are stepping into our purpose, and we are stepping into our beingness. So your beingness is your purpose. Whatever you're doing, I'm a coach, I'm a this, I'm a that, that is what you're doing. But you have to be a being before you're doing. And that beingness is when you stepped into your consciousness and your heart and your spirit and your intellect, and you start exuding that out. As I say, discover your musical instrument in life. Perfect it to a point where you can bring it to the orchestra. And with that orchestra in harmony, you create a symphony that resonates out to invite others. Consciousness, the big C. We've seen so much emphasis on C being the cancer, or cash, or control. Let's change the energy on that C into consciousness, into choice, into caring. You see, what we feed grows. What we choose to love grows. What we choose to step into grows. That choice is yours. So, we are a station. SelfDiscoveryRadioTV.com is an entire network of conscious rising. We are about to step into a platform where that conscious rising is going to rise up even more, bringing on board people who are on that conscious platform, who are wanting to make a difference. But it's going to be a virtual world of people coming together to bring this consciousness to reality. It's going to be done through my media shows. It's going to be done through gamification, game education. It's going to be done through conscious gaming. It's going to be done through seminars, webinars, and tutorials. It's going to be done from interaction. And I'm very, very excited to be on this platform. I'm very excited to be working towards bringing this to you, because all these wonderful people I've been interviewing over the year in their conscious rising, I invite them to be a part of it too. So you're going to see a beautiful city village of conscious people, each one of them in their own instrument, each group maybe with their own orchestra, but playing music that ignites our hearts and souls into being. Before we are ready for that, it is necessary we do that. It is imperative we step into it now. So, caring, choosing, conscious awakening. Let's change the big C's, okay? Because when you step into your consciousness and it ignites with your heart and it lifts your spirit, boy, does your mind know what to do. So, that's the little show today on the big C, and there's so much more to come. I invite you to listen to all these wonderful shows that we have here and all the other genres, and you will see what kind of people I bring to you. People that are awesome, people that are making a difference, people that have stepped into the consciousness. And they're here to help you do the same. So until next time, folks, bye for now. For more wonderful shows like this, please go to selfdiscoveryradio.com, podcasts, and see our lineup. And if you wish to support us, we have a funded button. Please stay tuned for our next show.